3.
Open your eyes.
An unfamiliar voice drifted overhead. She couldn't tell if the spoken words were in her mind or in the room. The sound floated away into silence, punctuated by hissing and a low hum. Despite the request, she couldn't open her eyes. The room didn't exist, only blackness. She was swimming in dark water, yet for some reason she could breathe in and out as though the water nourished her lungs. Other sounds filled the space around her, but she couldn't identify them. The rhythmic suck and sigh of a machine, maybe a dishwasher or a mechanical pump of some kind. A hydraulic pump? She smelled something. Flowers in bloom, maybe bug spray. No, flowers. Lilies. Stargazer lilies. Lilies of the field. Wasn't that from the Sermon on the Mount? It was the name of a high school play. Yes. Her friend Gordy had won the Sidney Poitier role in the production.
More activity by the hour. She's progressed to minimal consciousness. The night aid caught it. Dr. King ordered another EEG and a new series of scans.
A stranger's voice. That accent, caught, sounded like caught, losing the R in ordered and another. That was known as non-rhotic pronunciation. She remembered this from broadcast journalism training. Lose the caught-caught merger. Speak the rhotic R. Never let anyone guess where you come from. The mystery speaker's accent was straight out of northern Vermont.
Help me with his EEG, will you?
Something jarred her head.
Knock it off. Ma'am, this is a hard hat area.
Were they putting a hard hat on her? No, a hairnet.
No, a swim cap. Swimmers, take your marks.
She could see herself bending, coiled like a spring, toes curled over the edge of the starting block. She was one of the fastest swimmers on the high school team, the Switchback Wildcats. Senior year, she'd broken the state record for the 100-meter breast. Senior year, she'd seen...